Welcome to the Kidmen Huddle, part of the Kids Matter Podcast Network. Gather round, Kidmen leaders, and be encouraged and equipped as you build the kingdom. Now here's your host, Amber Pike.
Welcome back to the Kidmen Huddle, friends. All right, I promised you in last episode that we're going to talk about writing your own lessons. All right, just a little backstory for you. I'm really picky when it comes to lessons. I remember early on in my ministry career, I was using a particular curriculum, and 4 out of 12 lessons called for kids to be playing with raw eggs. And I'm like, no, I don't feel like this is sanitary. I want my lessons to have a lot of depth. I want that meat and potatoes, no fluff in my lessons. I needed to be really active because I've got 4-year-olds in there with, you know, 4th and 5th graders. I need to reach lots of different teaching styles because I want to capture the hearts and the attention and the minds of all the boys and girls. I just need all of these different things in my lessons. And sometimes I struggle to find ones that I love that I can purchase. Sometimes I'll find a series that works for a while. And then it's like, we kind of need to take a break from it because I think the kids just get too used to it and then it loses their attention. So honestly, I probably write half of my lessons, which can get a little exhausting on top of everything else that I do. But the why for me outweighs the, oh my gosh, do I have time for this? Because I know what I want to teach. I know the amount of depth that I want to provide to my kids. I know, you know, my budget and I know my kids. So maybe you're like me and you have a desire to write, but you don't know where to get started. So I'm going to give you some tips. Now, keep in mind, it's not like I am an expert or the expert. I mean, I have some background. I have a curriculum book that was published through Rose Kids Publishing, the top 50. That's not the name of it. It's called Exploring the Bible Through History. And then a book that's coming out next year is the top 50 lessons about ordinary people in God's extraordinary plan that was delayed due to, you know, COVID crazy, shipping, production, all that jazz, but it'll be out. And I write lessons for my kids. So I do have some experience, but take what I say and use what works and throw out the rest. You know, it's your thing. But I'm going to give you some tips on how to write your own children's ministry lessons. So first, be really practical and decide what works for your group. You are, especially if you're just starting out, you're not writing for the masses. You're not writing, for every children's ministry in the entire world. You're writing for your kids. So step back and evaluate. What are the needs in your particular dynamic? What do your kids respond well to? So think really practically. Do they need it more active? Are they really good with small groups and you have the amount of leaders to break up into small groups? Do they respond well to object lessons or games? Is space an issue? Is seating an issue? Go through all of these things, what really works in the past, what flops every single time, and then decide on a layout of your lesson. The layout can make or break you. You could have like the best teaching section in the world, but if you haven't made your layout well, and maybe you just gave them all an ice cream sundae, and then are going to like hit home with the teaching point, maybe it won't stick as well. So work in your layout. Here is just my kind of general layout that seems to work with us. Now, we come into Children's Church after being dismissed from the sanctuary. So we have worshiped as a church together. We come in and I just do a little welcome as the kids are sitting down, like, hey, how's it going? This is kind of what's happening. And then we do an open activity. I try to make this something active and engaging because they've just sat in church for a little bit and there's some wiggles. We just moved back to our classroom. So it might be a game or an object lesson or something that is going to introduce and kick off the lesson. And then we get rolling into the lesson with an activity. So I'll have kind of teaching section number 1, and then I want there to be some sort of an activity. Maybe it's going to be a screen game that they play, an active screen game. Or maybe they're going to have to, for instance, this past Sunday, I made them go and hunt for the clues to teach them the lesson. They had to go and find these things. And then the children who had certain things written on them would come up front and we would teach the lesson this way. So a lesson that has an activity of some sort in there. And then I like to move tables. We have risers in the front. That's kind of our large group teaching time. And then we have tables and chairs in the back. And I have really found if they've been at the risers for a while, if we've had kind of a longer teaching time, it really helps just to refocus attention to move to the tables. So then we'll move back to the tables and they'll do an activity there. It could be a group activity or it could be a solo activity. Maybe they're doing a worksheet, a drawing activity. Maybe they are going to have a snack that goes with the lesson or discover something from the lesson, but they're at the tables. Then I usually do a candy break as we move back to our risers, so they're moving again, and I go into kind of the second teaching portion. This one's usually going to have an application, and it's going to have another activity, so something that they physically do. And then usually towards the end, maybe sometime in that time, we'll have, you know, praise and worship. We might do a song, a prayer activity, and then we kind of wrap up with whatever time that we have left before moms and dads come. So it might be a conclusion, a review, I'm trying to get out the last bit of the lesson because church randomly ended really, really early and I'm hitting the points. But we just kind of wrap up. And honestly, this general layout, it works for us. So like I said, decide what works for you. And really, I kind of feel like this is step one, because this will affect how you plan. It really does. And then step two, plan out your focus or your direction. So what are you teaching on? Hopefully you have a general sense of direction, what you want to teach for the year, the series, however you're planning. So you have that. So what's your focus of each lesson? Maybe you are creating a summer series. Well, what's it about? I am currently making a summer series about praises and prayers and promises of God. So I know my layout. Now I'm going to go and plan out what am I doing in each lesson. So I count up. I've got X number of lessons. All right, lesson one is going to be this. Lesson two is going to be this. And then within that, I go back and nail it down even further. Well, what's my focus during this? What's my main point of lesson one? I know I'm teaching on XYZ. Now, what point am I hitting? What application am I hitting? So this is your framework of your lesson. And I'll go and write down, the framework on a piece of paper. I'm old school. I'm pen and paper. Then I move it to computer. So this number two kind of flows in with number three. You're going to plug in your activities. You're building your framework. So I will go and, all right, well, what's my opening activity going to be? Oh, we will, hunt for this in the classroom. Then it's lesson time. So I'm going to teach on this point and we're going to do this activity to reinforce it. Then we will move to the tables and I'm going to make this activity that teaches this part. Then we'll go to the risers. And this teaching point will be about this, and it will be backed up by this activity. So you're plugging in everything, paying attention to all of those things that are important. Your learning styles, movement, how are you engaging the kids? You're plugging in all of those things. And then you get to step four. Now it's time to write the lesson. Now, do that however fits you. For me, I literally script it out. I say blah, 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 blah. Because for me, the way that my brain works, if I write it out in detail, then I don't have to read it in detail. I know, it's weird. But if I write everything out in detail, I've planned it, I have the framework, I go and write it out in detail, and then I can kind of go and use that detailed printout, because I'm old school pen and paper, but I don't have to read it as much. I can say it because I'm familiar enough with it. But, write it however works for you. Maybe you like bullet points, or maybe like me, you like it more detailed. But keep in mind when you're writing the lesson, it needs to be scripture rich. Give kids depth. They need more than you probably think they need. Challenge them to do more, to learn more. Make sure that it's engaging from your littlest to your biggest, all your different learning styles. Engage them. God's word is exciting. Make it that way. Make sure it's easy to understand. You're avoiding those abstract phrases that developmentally the kids aren't ready for. Make sure your point really matches and it's not a far stretch. Check on your transitions. Are you transitioning from activity to activity well? Or are the kids just kind of like, well, that was weird. Make sure it's not too wordy. As much as some of us would like to maybe get up on our soapbox and preach at them for 20 minutes, they're kids. They're not going to be engaged. And make sure your point, your purpose is very clear. Now, a couple things. So then you know, you've got your lesson and you keep going. And honestly, as you continue to do this, it will get smoother. You will get better. I look back at my first lessons that I wrote at 15 years old. My goodness, they are terrible. I'm so thankful I have grown and gotten better as a lesson writer. But I want you to know that not everyone is gifted or called to write. And if that's you, that is A-okay. God has given other people the gifts and abilities to do that. He gives us all different gifts and abilities for a reason. So if you are not called to write, don't. Maybe you need to just tweak your current lesson series that you're using to fit your kids better by, you know, working on transitions or adding in some different activities or whatnot. There are some really great resources out there that can that you can use, that you can tweak. You don't have to necessarily write if you are not gifted to write. And then know that this takes time. Writing a lesson is a large chunk of my time. But to me, I have that call on my life. One, I enjoy it. I really do. I love writing lessons. But I have that calling because of what I feel that my kids need, where God is leading me in ministry, the message he is asking me to teach my babies. So it is a time commitment. And if you're going to do it, do it. Give God your best. Give him that good time. Don't be throwing a lesson together at Sunday or Saturday night at, you know, 10:45. Give God your best. Just give him your best. So I would love to hear if you have any questions about lesson writing. If you maybe have some tips that I didn't mention. This is just kind of a rough, simple outline of how my lesson writing process. And you know, the more you're in ministry, the easier this becomes, the more resources you pack in your brain that you can pull from and creativity, and you find what works and what doesn't work. But at the end of the day, you're writing for your kids in your particular ministry. So know your kids, know what works, what doesn't work, strive to give them the best that God has planned for them and the message God has for your particular kiddos. All right, have some fun writing this week, Kidmin leaders. And remember, what you do matters.